This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The leader of the Lebanese militia, Hezbollah, says his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli strike at a Beirut neighborhood this week, killing a senior Hamas official. Without a response, Hassan Nasrallah said that all of Lebanon would be vulnerable to Israeli attack. He appeared to be making the case for a response to the Lebanese public, even at the risk of escalating the fight between Hezbollah and Israel. But he gave no indication of how or when the militants would act. The strike that killed Hamas deputy political leader threatened months of efforts by the United States to prevent the war in Gaza from spiraling into a regional conflict. Iranian officials have tried to link Israel and the U.S. to an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing while speaking to a mass funeral for some of the 89 people killed in the attack. They are seeking to intertwine the assault with the wider Middle East tensions from the Israel-Hamas war. Funeral Friday came as the death toll in the attack rose to at least 89. Top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard linked the attack to the U.S. The gathered crowd shouted, "Death to America, death to Israel." Russia says its air defenses downed dozens of Ukrainian drones in occupied Crimea. In southern Russia, as Kyiv pressed its strategy of targeting the Moscow-annexed peninsula and taking the 22-month war well beyond Ukraine's borders. Air raid sirens wailed in the largest city in Crimea, and traffic was suspended for a second straight day Friday on a key bridge connecting the peninsula with Russia's southern region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has pledged to strike more targets on the Moscow-annexed Crimean Peninsula and inside Russian border regions.